I wasn't really sure what to say the first time he asked to tie me up. It wasn't something I had ever thought about, but it was something he told me he wanted, needed. It wasn't about pain or hurting me. He wanted me to enjoy it, and I wasn't sure that I would. Then he said the magic words. It would be something new. I am always a sucker for adventure, and the temptation of something new was too much to resist. On that first night, after a glass of wine and a very nice dinner, he showed me a length of rope. It was softer than I imagined, almost golden in colour. I like how it caught the light, capturing it and reflecting it back. As I ran my hands over it, I started to imagine how it might feel on my skin, wrapped around me, binding me. I could sense his excitement too. He was so gentle, guiding my hands behind my back and tying them together. I felt my heart start to race as the rope circled my wrists. I gasped a bit when he tied the final knot. Instinctively, I tugged at my wrists, seeing if I could slip out of the rope. The rope was snug, but not tight. But there was no way I was getting free. He whispered to me, "Breathe." And I realized I had been holding my breath. As I let go, I felt a sense of calm wash over me. Something so simple, hands tied, and yet it was doing something to me. Something I hadn't expected. It felt nice, safe, secure. I looked into his eyes, and he looked into mine. He didn't ask if I was okay. He didn't reassure me. He just reached out and let his hands cup my breasts, touching me gently. I wanted to reach out and touch him, put my hands on his, guide his touch. But I was trapped, helpless. And his touch never felt so good. Invasive, not like anything I had felt before. There was something about having my hands tied that made me feel so different. Open, vulnerable, exposed. As his hands caressed me, I felt myself surrendering to his touch. Unable to do anything except receive. My mind felt clear. No choices, no responsibility. All I needed to do was be. I closed my eyes and felt his strong hands touching me, and I could feel it affecting me inside. My stomach filling with butterflies. My pussy and clit starting to tingle, wanting him to touch me there, wanting him to touch me everywhere. When his hands pulled away, I leaned forward, almost chasing them. I didn't want him to stop. I was hit with a stark reality. It wasn't up to me. Not only could he do whatever he liked, he could also stop doing what I liked. When his touch stopped, my squirming started. I tugged more at my wrists and I moved a bit on the sofa, back and forth. I'm not even sure why. I just felt the need to move, maybe regain some control, to know I wasn't completely helpless. When I opened my eyes, I saw him watching me, smiling, enjoying. I looked away, feeling myself growing ever more aroused, wet I felt like an object he was admiring, like a work of art he would hang on the wall to enjoy at his leisure. I let my tongue run over my lips and I parted them, trying to draw his attention to my mouth. I wanted him to kiss me while my hands were bound, and I knew it would feel different, and I wanted it so much. I was breathing harder now, looking at him, pleading with my eyes. I couldn't quite bring myself to speak, to ask for it. I didn't want to ask. I wanted him to take me, grab me, and kiss me. I closed my eyes as his hand approached my face, and I trembled as the tip of his finger met my lips. Slowly, delicately tracing over them. I parted them and tilted my head back, surrendering to his touch. I felt his finger slip inside my mouth, invading me, touching, exploring. I have no idea why it was turning me on, but it was. I closed my lips around his finger and began to suck on it, slowly and gently, teasing it with my tongue as he slid it in and out of my mouth. My mouth, like the rest of me, was his to use. As he pulled it from my mouth, I felt a loss again, but soon he replaced it with his lips, kissing me hard. I'd never felt so much passion, desire, lust, pressing me back onto the sofa and raising my dress. His mouth covered mine, one hand on my breast, and the other sliding down my belly and inside my underwear. His fingers sliding slowly along my pussy lips, feeling my wetness. His touch, his kiss, his fingers just slipping inside of me. My body trembling and squirming every touch and with every sensation. Once the tip of his finger found my clit, I felt my whole body tense and stiffen. I arched my back and raised my hips, desperately pressing my wet cunt against his hand. He started to rub harder and faster, now climbing on top of me. I felt the weight of him, not just his body, but in his hand squeezing and groping my tits, his mouth covering mine harder now, lips pressed tightly against me, tongue inside my mouth exploring and invading me. His hand no longer between my legs, but now releasing his belt and pulling down his trousers. My arms tied behind me, trapped by the weight of both my body and his. Wanting, waiting, moaning and squirming. I parted my knees as I felt the tip of his cock press against my swollen, wet pussy. Slowly, he entered me, his cock so hard. As he slipped deep inside me, he slowly pressed until he filled me completely. one hand reaching up and taking hold of my hair, pulling my head back. The other wrapped around my throat, applying gentle pressure. Head raised a bit, he looked deep into my eyes as I opened my mouth for him, wanting to feel his kiss again. But I know it won't return, because he wants to watch. He wants to see me, my reaction, as he fucks me in bondage for the first time. And as he does, his grip grows tighter around my neck, and I feel myself growing more and more aroused. I can hear how wet I am as his cock slides in and out of my cunt. I am squirming and pressing into him with each thrust. His smile slowly turns to pleasure. His pleasure to ecstasy as he fucks me harder and harder. His eyes close as his cock strains and pumps inside of me. I keep mine open, watching him come, feeling it inside me, filling me. And as he thrusts the last time, burying his cock deep inside me, I come to. I am tugging at my bound wrists, letting the helplessness fill me, and I feel like my bondage is connected to my clit. Each time I tug and twist at my bound wrists, another orgasm erupts inside me. He releases my neck and wraps his arms around me, pulling our bodies together. His cock still deep inside me, still throbbing, still pulsing. And I come again, contracting around him, squeezing, milking every drop of cum from his hard cock. When we are both finished, we are motionless for a while, his body on mine, head lowered so our cheeks are touching. He stays inside me, and it feels so good to be full of him. I don't want the feeling to end, but eventually it does. I'm still in a daze as I feel him pulling me upright beside him. He brushes my hair and kisses me again. I still don't have my words. All I can do is open my mouth and accept his kiss. I love how he takes it from me, how he makes my lips his to touch, to kiss, to use. His hand presses on the back of my head and guides me down between his legs. His cock is still quite hard. I open my mouth and wrap my lips around him, gently sucking him, cleaning him, tasting my pussy on his cock. I suck and worship his cock until I feel his hand again, raising my head up and guiding me back into a sitting position. He turns me, and I feel his hands now touch my wrists. He begins to untie my wrists, and as he does, I start to feel a loss. I don't want to be released. I don't want to be free. I just want to be his. Once my hands are free, I use them to wrap my arms around him, pull myself close, and press my head to his chest. It was something I didn't know I needed or wanted. It was something deep, something profound, something powerful, something we would share again and again from that day on. But most of all, It was something new.